Welcome to my podcast. I'm Ninka Bernadette Mauritsson, and I reversed my son's autism and I healed myself from depression, anxiety, obesity, and the whole family from digestive issues, asthma, allergies, and just overall low quality of life. I'm here to improve your life quality, your self-healing capacity, and your happiness by reconnecting you to your self-healing powers and Mother Nature. The room is silent and potent with expectation. I'm the last person in line, spreading my wings as Natasha, who's a more spiritual, beautiful version of Penelope Cruz, smudges me in sage. I choose my bed at the end of the room. A circle of white beds. We all look like children. Today, I am going to share one of the most significant experiences I've had in my life, and it happened recently. And what a joy to be able to share this with you. I rate this experience as important as having my children and growing up and finding my soulmate. This is how significantly and profoundly this experience has changed me. I've had a spiritual awakening. I went to Holland and sat in ceremony doing psilocybin mushroom truffles. The set and the setting was perfect. And I'm going to tell you about this experience because I think there's a purpose in this ceremony and this awakening for me, my life purpose personally, but there's also a reason why these plant medicines right now are getting a lot of attention and traction, and so many awakened souls feel drawn to plant medicine. I want to talk about some dangers, some precautions, something to be aware of before even considering doing a plant ceremony medicine workshop, how to choose who to work with, and how it can profoundly change us. The reason why I say I think it's really not coincidental that these plant medicines are being introduced to the world right now. I quote the indigenous people, and this is a quote I read recently. The indigenous people say that the plants wants to travel, the medicine wants to travel to the Western world. The plants reconnect us to nature, to the sacred, to love, to the understanding that we are all one, we are all connected, and we cannot be awakened and connected and in this awakened state plus abuse the planet or abuse our own bodies or be toxic, be mean and negative. The plants are here to connect us to nature, to our purpose and to our spirituality, our highest vibration, our highest wisdom and our ancestral wisdom. So it is coming from a place of ancient tribal wisdom. And the reason why the plant medicine is here right now is to wake us up. And so I got so many wake-up calls and realizations and awakenings and messages from the spirit realm in this ceremony that I want to share with you. And what we are told now, it's been almost a month since I went. And it's really important not to talk about the experience until it has been integrated into your system, because you risk losing the sacred bliss and the holy, the sacredness of the experience if you talk about it too soon. This is why I've been waiting, and I have been excited to share this with you sooner, but I'm ready now. So I have been drawn to plant medicine for a long time. I've been considering going to Costa Rica to do an ayahuasca ceremony there. sessions of ayahuasca there, because to me it's really important that there's a highly skilled shaman, and it should be important to you as well, and that there's a complete feeling of yes and safety and calling within you, and so that the set and the setting is in place, because you can have some really negative, disturbing and life-changing in a negative way, damaging changes happening to you if you do this alone or with the wrong people. I did not feel that safety and resonance and alignment with the people and the places that I looked up in Costa Rica or Peru or wherever I looked. So I figured it's not time yet. When it was time, it called me in. So I had been studying how to reset the nervous system if you've been living a childhood in fight and flight and what some people would call PTSD. So I had literally been studying how to, there's places in America where you can go and you can do ketamine and then you do psychotherapy, because the ketamine numbs out the nervous system for so many hours, I think it was 6 hours, that this automaticity, this way of automatically going into fight and flight, which happens to people who are veterans, who've been in war zones or who's had extremely traumatic childhoods. The nervous system is so adjusted to being in fight and flight that it never ever goes back to parasympathetic state, so the calm state. And sometimes you need a really strong medicine to numb out the nervous system so that you get an experience of what it actually feels like to be at peace, which I don't think I have ever really felt, to be honest with you. But again, this whole idea of going to a doctor and a clinic and ketamine and injections, it was just not the right setting for me. And I actually overheard my own inner voice, and I booked a consultation with this doctor, which was incredibly expensive. I think it was about $800 just for the consultation or something crazy. And the day after, I received this offer to participate in a ceremony and a study by King's College here in England, where they're studying psychedelic treatments or psychedelic ceremonies and the long-term impact on people. And so I found this place, or actually it just popped up on my screen. I contacted the group of people there. I signed up immediately. And it's a place in Holland called Synthesis Retreat. And I paid $1,700 for a 3-day retreat. And I was literally gone within a week. Everything just lined up so that it could happen. And I was a bit nervous because I knew this fight and flight state in me. I knew that there was things in my childhood that I had been aware of that has been painful, and things that has made me this constant, fearful, anxious person, which is not me anymore. It is literally my nervous system trying to play out an old scene from my childhood that is not my reality anymore. I'm in a beautiful relationship. I'm living my purpose. I have my two wonderful children. I healed my son from autism. I write. I contribute in the world. I take care of myself and my community. So there's no logical reason why I should be in high alert all the time, except for my childhood memories. So I go to the airport, I take the plane, I meet up with the rest of the team in Amsterdam Schiphol Airport. I stand there and I look at these guys, all guys around me who are going to the same retreat as we are waiting to be picked up. And little do I know that 3 days later we're going to look at each other and we're all going to say, nothing will ever be the same again, because we have all changed in such a profound way that nothing will ever be the same for all of us. It was the same experience for all of us. When I arrived at this beautiful, luxurious, amazing church, it's a rebuilt church near Amsterdam, I was greeted by a group of young facilitators who all had, because in Amsterdam it's legal to do psilocybin psychedelic ceremonies. And these people have been all over the world to do all kinds of ceremonies, and they are highly experienced, empathic, intelligent, emotionally intelligent space holders. So in tune and in sync with the divine, with life's purpose, with love, and with the powers within the human existence that we do not normally confront or wish to look at. Because what happens in ceremony is that everything that you haven't wanted to look at in your life, everything that you've been suppressing, will show up. So these people have witnessed everything. The darkest moments of the soul, people going into deep process, puking, shitting, screaming, dancing, having meltdowns and breakthroughs and tears, and they can hold space for everything. And this is really young people. They were all much younger than me, but wise old souls. And my heart just fell in love with these facilitators, and especially the leader that was, and the two people that was guiding me and having the initial conversations with me, Dan and Rachel. Such beautiful, beautiful, beautiful souls. And I will be forever grateful for them, because they were the midwives in the process in which I rebirthed myself. So, and I'm getting so moved when I'm talking about this, because it is the most beautiful experience I've ever had. So these people are so responsible, and they are so ethical. And they actually told me the day before the ceremony, we're concerned with your past and the fact that you've had fight and flight mechanisms going on for you in your childhood. Actually, you fall under the category that we would normally reject, because we are only, I think it's about five people in the room, and then there's a medic, a doctor in the room. And if you go into a very tricky situation, we need to be there for you, but we also need to be present for the rest of the room. So we need to talk about it as a group, and we need you to think about whether you dare to go into the ceremony and face everything, every hidden emotion, every pain, every darkness, every corner of your soul that you haven't confronted. We never know what's going to happen. You might have a blissful experience. You might have a very dark and challenging experience. And at this point, I was extremely nervous. And I called my partner. I went for a long walk by the ocean, and I took off my shoes, and I was running down by the ocean like a child. And I was reflecting on this stepping stone, this portal I was about to open, and I just knew in my soul, this is the time for you. It is time for you to face everything. And what I had been doing prior to this retreat is that I had been reflecting. I hadn't been watching news for a week. No coffee, no stimulants, no sex. That's part of the preparation as well. And I had been talking to nature. I asked the mushroom and Mother Nature to please show me what I need to see. Please work through me. I'm ready. I'm ready to see what I need to see. I'm ready to become who I need to become. Please connect me to you. Work through me. And I felt Mother Nature answering me. And I felt the mushroom wisdom, the plant medicine wisdom, integrating into my heart and my being and my soul. And at that moment, I knew I was ready. I didn't know yet whether they were going to take me on or not. But the next morning we had the conversation, or actually the next morning I got lost, and it was very symbolic. I got lost, I couldn't find the house. I went for a walk and I couldn't find my way back. I was running around in the rain for 2 hours. I was running out of battery on my phone, had no idea where I was going, asked for help everywhere, called my family to see if they could track me and track the staff and get someone to try and find me. And I gave them some places to look for to find me. And actually, I was back at that house. I was in front of that house, and I thought I was lost. And then I ran away from that house again. It was just like everything was being taken away from me. Everything that has been my anchor, my life, my navigation, everything was being taken away from me so that I could start from scratch, so that I could literally be reborn. And of course, they found me. I was in shock, and then we had this conversation about why they said they would be happy to guide me through the process. And they said, you've been working so intensely on yourself for so many years. You have a super strong knowledge, foundation, spiritual praxis, and you've got a loving family. You've got support in your network. You've got a coach. You've got a mentor. You've got everything that we need to see so that we know that you're going to be supported when you go back, if or when you have a lot to process after the ceremony. So there we go. I was ready. And we got ready. We put on our pajamas. And we were standing in line in silence as we were waiting to get into the sacred ceremony room, which is a beautiful room, a circle of white beds. It was like an angelic place in heaven. The most insanely beautiful music and the most insanely beautiful people in the circle and the space holders as well. We all received the smudging with sage to create a protection and also to cleanse and clear the space. Because when what happens when we go into ceremony is that we open up to the spiritual realm. We actually open up to all the layers of consciousness within and without. Spirit guidance, the plant world, the medicine world, the animal world, all the things and all the realms that we don't normally have access to are open to us. And all the things that each and every person in the room bring to the circle is in that room. So we all need protection, we all need cleansing. And this beautiful sage smell just fills the room. Palo Santo, essential oils. There's a gong and there is drumming and there is the most beautiful music. And we sit in the circle and we are all through a conversation before the ceremony. It's been determined the dosage of mushrooms, depending on how open we are spiritually and how experienced we are in opening up to the spirit realm, and how deep of an experience we want. And we sit there and we eat these truffle. They taste like walnuts. And we have tea with ginger so that we won't get too nauseous. But still, some people will puke, and they do in that circle later. And I just feel that I eat the spirit of Mother Nature and all the spirits that are guiding me and all the wisdom that's in cosmos to work through me. I feel this profound sacred feeling inside of me. I feel that I'm at a portal, and I am. And so I lie down, and all throughout this ceremony lasts, for me, it lasted 8 hours. 8 hours, and it felt like 3 minutes. And after 2 hours, we are offered a boost of truffles if we want to go deeper. And some are not offered a boost of truffles because they're already very, very high. Let me just tell you that what happens when you do truffles is that it's not a trip. It is a trip, but it's not drugs and you're not hallucinating. You are entering all aspects of your consciousness, all layers of your being. Everything within, everything without. And some people already have a very, very deep experience. But I accept another dose, even though I'm very dizzy at this point, because I know I need to go deeper. The first 2 hours, I see faces of demons. I get nauseous, and I know it's my ego trying to hold on to the past. And I enter into the nausea and the resistance, and I calm down my ego by doing that. And then it shifts, and I see tribal leaders, Native American tribal leaders, come to me. And we are riding between 2 mountains. And they are authorities, very, very profoundly authoritative people, tribe leaders. And I'm one of them. And we are riding on horses, and I can see the horses' ears. And the mountains and the Native American leaders, tribe leaders, tell me, take the children and run. Take the mothers and the children and the tribes. Get them together, sit with them, and take them and run away from toxic society, away from iPads is what I'm getting, away from the Sioux life of modern life. So everything that's my passion is being reinforced in this session. And I feel this deep, deep grief for Mother Earth. Just opening up my chest and my heart. And it's the most moving experience of my life. They are there with me and they're talking to me. They're telling me what my mission is and what my purpose is. And I know what to do. I know that I need to take my tribe and sit with families who have children who are struggling with behavioral issues and families who are struggling with health issues and just sit with them to gather them in ceremony so that they can remember where we all come from. Mother Nature, earth, wind, fire, plants, animals, love, tribal connection. We have all forgotten how to hunt, how to connect, how to respect Mother Nature. And that's when I wake up from my first session, and I'm constantly still, my consciousness is still with me. So I can feel that my ego is still trying to keep me in the room, and that it's just thinking, what is going on here? I need to stay in control. Whoa, let me just, hold on. What's going on? You know, my ego is just holding onto the room. So I know I need more to go deeper. And I say, yes, thank you. And this beautiful, beautiful guide, Dan, looks me into the eyes. And I just love him so much for the support he gave me. It's just, he said, it's normal to be dizzy. Do you want to go deeper? And I said, yes, I want to go deeper. And he is my male midwife, and I will be forever grateful for him. There's a lot of things going on in the room, crying, puking, and I'm just smiling. And my smile is the smile of the universe. And I feel a joy that I have never felt in my life. It's a universal cosmic love joy, and it's the feeling of love that is incorporating me, if you can say that. I don't even know if that's a concept. And then I go so deep. I go so, so deep. My nervous system, just like I wanted, is being reset and completely calm. I'm yawning and yawning and yawning and yawning. For a whole hour, I'm just yawning. Then my nervous system releases all tension that's been in my body for a lifetime, which means that I'm experiencing spasms everywhere that I've been storing tension in my fascia, in my muscles, everywhere. It's just twitching. And I'm just smiling like a sun. And then I go to a place that I have never been to, never visited, but still so naturally is me. It's like a wave and a universal force that pulls my mouth up into an uncontrollable smile and joy. and the love for the whole group that I feel, and the connection just grows and grows. I can feel everyone in this circle, and I feel that I'm mothering everyone in the circle and everyone in the planet, that I am the universal mother. I also experience multidimensional presence. I am everything, and everything is in me. I am the music. I am earth. I am in every cells. At this point, I see a UFO, and I see all dimensions in it. It's multidimensional, and I'm also in the UFO. It looks like an atom bomb, and I can move it in all different direction. A nuclear bomb, I can move it in all different kinds of directions. And then my joy and love experience just expands and expands and expands. I see my children, I see my soulmate Winford. I am them, and they are me, and I feel that. And then I get the message, get your tribe, your partner and your children, and go into ceremony. Sit with people in difficult times. Get people back to the holy. Get people back to the sacred. The native rituals. That's a message I'm getting in the ceremony from the universe. And then I just dive in and out of dimensions and realms and places and people. I'm everywhere and everything. There's no limitation. I'm not in a physical body. I'm not even in me. I'm not me anymore. And someone's giving me a sound bath with a gong and bells and drums, and music plays inside me and around me and in every dimension. At some point, there's a tone of a song in the room that is in me as well, and it's also the sound of the bees. And I know that there's something there, the bees and the sound of the bees, that is important. I also meet both Osho and Rumi, and this is kind of interesting because I took a set of Osho tarot reading cards before I went into ceremony to get a message, and he said, through that message, he said to me on that tarot card, Osho card, no, it was Rumi, of course, sorry, Rumi tarot cards, and it said, don't hold on to the past and stop looking for scraps. So basically, step up. Don't do what you're used to do just because it's working. It's like picking for scraps, and it's literally scrap. It's trash for you now. You need to move bigger. You need to step up, and you need to be golden. And so both Osho and Rumi were with me in that ceremony. I'm also being told to receive the word peyote tribe. I don't know what that means, but then there's this religious spiritual music that makes peace between all people and all beings. And I feel that this is the truth. There is only love. Love is the only thing there is. And then here's my profound healing experience. I go back through all my lifetimes, all the way back to being a baby. And then I see myself as a baby, so relaxed, stretching. You know when a baby's stretching just after having had breast milk, smiling and yawning and stretching and farting, because that baby is so content, so relaxed, and that baby is me. And that baby, I have never been, I don't think. But I go back and I heal all my girl personas, and then I return to that feeling of safe, happy, healed baby. So I know the work is complete, the healing work is complete, and I feel that peace in all of my cells, and that peace has not left me since. It's gone. Every trace of anxiety I've ever felt is gone, and it's never returned since. Every negativity is gone, and it hasn't returned since. I feel a peace that I have never known, a resourcefulness that I have never known, an outerworldly strength and peace. Nothing disturbs me or irritates me, and that irritation has never come back to me. Even though there's a lot of stuff going on in the room, coughing, puking, talking, laughing, doors closing and opening, I'm just love and resourcefulness and peace. I have shifted from mind to heart, to spirit to soul. It is a clear spiritual awakening. The way that I've been reading about it in books, longing to experience it, I've read Dying to Be Me by Anita Modiani, longing to have that awakening, that spiritual awakening that she experienced, that I have read about mystics experiencing. I experienced this like an 8-hour long soul and heart orgasm. It literally takes me to that peaceful, blissful place for 8 hours. Guess what happened next? All the violent men, all the abusers in my life from my past are called in. And they enter into my being and they are right there in front of me as little boys, little innocent boys. And I stroke their heads and I mother them, I take them in, I hug them. And I realize that they have not been mothered like I mother them now. And I just love them. There's not even any forgiveness because it's not needed. They just are loved by me. And that's the most profound spiritual healing experience I've ever had. These are the words that come to me. Return to innocence. This is a portal. And I see a portal that's shaped like a triangle. It's like a portal up into the sky. It's a light portal, triangle-shaped portal. And then I travel back to my father, and I see the innocent version of my stepfather, who's the one that I've had most crisis and trauma around all my life. And I even see him as an adult playing guitar. So the adult that I really hated, I see him and I appreciate him for the adult and the good things in him that he was as an adult as well. So I hear native South American music and my sisters show up, my biological sisters show up and remind me of our native tribal connection. I feel completion. And I know what my life purpose is. And as I come out from this circle, I feel a bliss and a deep connection to my purpose. And I spent the next 5 weeks just integrating, meditating, walking, writing, understanding my purpose. And what happens when I come back and what has happened the past weeks is that all these moms from America with autistic children just flooding into my inbox on Instagram, telling me that I am guiding them, giving them hope, that my family, my tribe, just that we are, the fact that we are there gives them strength to go and heal their families. I have been called into applying for a Nordic shamanic education that I think I'm going to join. Well, stay tuned for that, if it's going to be that, or any kind of shamanic practice that I need to learn how to facilitate ceremonies with the real tools. So that was my experience. It has changed who I am. It has changed my spirit, my patience, my trauma, my stress, and it has aligned me with my purpose in a way that I would never have thought possible, and it has wakened me up spiritually. So I know that when you listen to this, you'll feel called probably to do this. If it's for you, you'll feel called. If there's anything in you who says, no, not for me, don't do it, whether it's ayahuasca or mushrooms, make sure that you only join someone who's preparing you ahead of the ceremony, during the ceremony, and integrating the experience after the ceremony. Synthesis in Amsterdam is a really good place. Some people like Rhythmia in Costa Rica. I am going to take people to a place in Denmark who does ayahuasca ceremonies, and then I'm going to prepare them before and after, and then go to somewhere in nature to integrate this experience, because that was the only thing I really needed that I didn't get, was a session of days to just walk, have circles, talk, eat, sleep, and process the experience with like-minded people and facilitators. So that was one thing. I feel like I've come out from a coma. I feel like I've come out from a cave, and that I need to learn everything again from this blissful, peaceful state of mind without my fight and flight automatic response to everything. I have become who I was supposed to be through my psychedelic experience. And it is my passion to facilitate this experience for others. And I need to learn more about it. I need to integrate more before even doing that. But this is just the beginning, let me just tell you. So yes, it's legal in Holland. You can go there. You can study this. In the show notes, I'll also link to the books that I've read and that I really recommend, and links to places where you can go and do this. And you can also stay tuned on Instagram, Ninka's Detox, and Ninka Benedetta Mauritsen on Facebook. Please write me your comments. Give me a rating. Let me know what you think. Share this podcast. It really means a lot to me if you would give me a rating, so that I can know whether you like this or not. And also make sure that you subscribe so that you know when I launch my new podcast every week. Thank you so much for being in my life, and to being a witness, and to being present, and being awake and curious, and not just a zombie like so many others.